This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmant with news for Thursday, January 9th, 2020. The city of Port Townsend has entered into a new 10-year contract with DM Disposal for the collection of trash and recyclables, but full details of the service are not yet available. Due to expenses outpacing the inflation rate, your cost for trash pickup will increase, perhaps significantly, according to the newsletter distributed with this month's water bill. The new contract will take effect on April 1st, and these increases have yet to be determined, according to a DM employee. Standard glass, paper, plastic, and aluminum collections will not change, but the disposal service will provide new containers for standard trash and yard waste that will allow drivers to collect garbage without leaving their trucks. These changes, plus automated carts and an improved fleet of trucks, will provide significant community benefits, according to the newsletter. They will ease wear and tear on the streets and decrease air and noise pollution. Other improvements include enhanced performance tracking and an absence of missing container lids. It's undetermined whether we will be able to easily recycle the trash containers that are already in use. DM Disposal is expected to provide customers with service and rate change details by mail sometime this month. In other utility news, the Public Utility District is now allowing individual customers to opt out of the radio frequency transmission of billing data, providing them a choice to continue with a digital system or request the installation of an analog walk-up meter instead. The current system, where meters emit radio data that is collected remotely, has been in place since before the PUD took over the utility from Puget Sound Energy in 2013. In recent years, customers have requested an option to decline the radio service, citing concerns about electrosensitivity and privacy, according to PUD spokesman Will O'Donnell. The opt-out application is available on the PUD website, jeffpud.org. Installation of an analog meter is free, but opt-out customers will pay an additional $5 a month for the service. The opt-out option began on Monday with about 7 applications received so far, according to O'Donnell. The utility still hopes to install fully automated smart meters and will conduct a meter replacement study this year. It will look at multiple metering technologies as the current system is outdated and is in need of replacement. Former Port Townsend City Manager David Timmons has joined the board of the Washington Historic Trust, where he has signed on for a 3-year term. On its webpage, the organization cited Timmons' 43-year career in municipal management among his qualifications to serve on the board. But it also listed experience unknown to those outside of his inner circle. When he was 16 years old, he was the youngest charter member of the Livingston County Historical Society in his hometown of Lowell, Michigan. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.